Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, John Hancock.
Top of the morning, my headphones are broken.
Yeah, and you came in here like pontificating about the game of snooker.
Yeah.
And in fact, you told me that...
relatively young sport.
So then I started to name other sports.
Yeah.
And the other sports I named were all older than, or were all younger than, so basketball.
That's one sport.
Right. Baseball.
Older.
It is?
Yes.
When did Abner Doubleday invent baseball?
Abner Doubleday did not invent baseball.
What do you mean he didn't invent baseball?
That's folklore, not true.
John, have you not watched it in school?
Well, have you not watched the Ken Burns documentary, Baseball?
He makes
it quite clear that Abner Doubleday did, in fact, not invent baseball.
Well, then who invented it?
It sort of organically evolved from something called town ball back in the day. But we have a guest, Michael. So
who we got?
We have State Representative Bishop Davidson. He is from Greene County in southwest Missouri, and he is one of the sponsors of the income tax repeal, and he's joining us right now on the Quiver River Electric Cooperative guest line. Representative Davidson, welcome to St. Louis and KMOX.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So this is going to be on the ballot, the income tax repeal, in August, just a couple of months away, and... Tell me, what does it do? Let's start there.
Yeah, no. So the purpose of Amendment 5 is simple. It wants to reform our taxes in a significant pro-growth kind of way. Primarily, we're attempting to eliminate Missouri income taxes. And so the first part of that ensures that the legislature shall use excess revenues over time to buy down our rate over time. And the second part of it allows the legislature to have a narrow conversation around consumption taxes to eliminate income taxes even faster.
And one of the rationales for doing this is to make Missouri more competitive. What do we know about the, I think it's 11 other states that have eliminated their income tax? What's been the result of that?
There are 9 other states with 0% income tax right now, and they're the states that are outperforming those states with income taxes significantly. 5 of the top 10 states are states with 0% income, and those states with income taxes are the ones who are falling behind, whether it's population migration or gross state product as a portion of gross domestic product. And so you're exactly right. It's about competing with other states. It's also, though, just about spurring on growth here in the state of Missouri and putting more money back into the pockets of Missourians as we face a very real affordability crisis.
Representative, you mentioned that doing away with the income taxes to get rid of taxes. How do we replace that revenue? Because those are some vital services that get funded by our income tax.
Yeah, so you have 3 big ways to eliminate income taxes. You either use growth over time, you cut it out of the budget, which, like you're saying, isn't really a reasonable proposition. It's too much that it funds. And then lastly, you replace that revenue. And that means you get to ask which taxes are less tolerable than other taxes. I think taxing productivity and time, which is what you're doing when you're taxing income, is the worst of all. I think taxing someone's consumption makes a lot more sense. And what we found is that if we got rid of all the sales tax exemptions that exist today, we'd have about a 5% sales tax rate and could eliminate our income tax. Currently, we've got a 4.225% rate.
So the tax actually gets moved to other places. I keep hearing that I will be paying taxes on going to see my doctor, my dentist, my barber. Would that be the case?
Yeah, so, I mean, on your doctor, for instance, there's 3 big realities, because I've heard this, I think, is a lot of fear-mongering. The 3 realities are this, that federally, we are required to exempt almost half of healthcare medical services right out the gate. Almost every other state exempts that, and Missouri won't be any exception. And then lastly, Governor Keogh has been very clear, very public, about his desire to keep healthcare exempted from sales taxes. When it comes to getting rid of other exemptions, there's a lot of exemptions in place that make our sales tax code very archaic and outdated. As our economy has moved from goods to services, our sales tax has remained, 100 years old. And if you modernize it, that's where the magic really happens. If you modernize it, you're able to keep a relatively low sales tax rate, especially compared to those states around us, and eliminate income taxes at the exact same time.
State Representative Bishop Davidson is our guest. He's from Greene County in southwest Missouri, and he's one of the sponsors of what will be called Amendment 5 on the August ballot. So as I understand it, and I could be wrong about this, I'm often wrong, but never in doubt, Bishop. So if you were basically giving people a 5% pay raise by eliminating the state income tax, and you would have to spend about twice your paycheck every paycheck period in order for the sales tax increases to outweigh what you're getting in income tax decreases.
There was a study done, Missouri specific, looked at a plan like this. Is Council of Economic Advisors came out in January of 2026, so it's this year, new study. And it said the average wage earner in Missouri stands to benefit net gain, new dollars in their pocket, $2,704 to $2,872 a year. That is what we are talking about when we're talking about incentivizing growth and having a pro-growth tax code.
And there you have it, folks. Amendment 5 is going to be on your ballot on August 4th, just a couple of months away, less than that, actually. And we want to thank State Representative Bishop Davidson for joining us this morning. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Michael and I will be back just after this on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Hancock and Kelly, we will stay with you till the top of the hour. Then we're joined by Amy. Chris is out today. I will be with Amy all the way till noon.
How about that?
And what a big show. We didn't start with a deacon or a priest. We started with a bishop.
That's exactly right.
And we talked to him about the income tax, which will be on the ballot, John Hancock.
Yes.
And I would assume you're a proponent of wanting to see the income tax eliminated.
I am a passionate advocate, Michael.
I tried to, in a delicately polite way, ask him how they're going to replace the revenue.
Yeah.
And he gave us several scenarios of what could happen. But isn't that part of the problem with Amendment 5 is they want to do away with the income tax, but we're not going to tell you how we're going to replace it.
Well, that's because they very properly decided to phase it out. We're not just whoosh, the income tax is gone. They're going to phase it out. And as revenues raise, so you're going to have some economic growth that's going to phase out the state income tax. And yes, you're going to have most likely a sales tax increase.
Ah, so he said this was about eliminating taxes, but in fact it's not.
No,
we're going to shift taxes to other places.
It's about eliminating income taxes.
So if I'm a senior citizen in the state of Missouri, I'm collecting my Social Security, guess what I don't pay?
Income tax. But yes, you do on Social Security benefits.
But then when I go to the grocery store and I buy my bar soap, or I pick up my stuff to put in my washing machine, my soap to put in my washing machine, the prices of all that stuff is going to go up, is it not?
Yeah, but I'm telling you that the income tax decrease more than outweighs whatever the sales tax increase is going to be.
The other thing
so
I keep hearing...
net, you come out ahead.
The other thing I keep hearing from Republicans is, you know what our number one industry in the state of Missouri is?
Agriculture.
It's agriculture. You know what we're going to do? We're going to exempt agriculture from... Why does agriculture get treated differently than, I don't know, being a lawyer, being a doctor who's now going to suddenly have to charge sales tax, being a political consultant?
Where are you reading that? I haven't seen that.
What?
Agriculture being exempted? It's not. No.
It's the number one industry, and they said they're going to find a way to exempt it. That was one of the talking points that I keep hearing. See, this is the problem, John. When there's not a plan, and you're just going to take away billions of dollars and not tell people how you're going to replace it.
Well, you're going to replace it with sales tax.
The special interests are going to rush into the room and protect themselves. So agriculture will get protected. Now we just heard that they're going to protect healthcare and doctors. So who gets to take it in the shorts here?
Healthcare has no sales tax in virtually every state in the country. That's not a special carve out. That is a policy decision that we've made as a country. And, I don't know. I mean, maybe you like paying income taxes. I don't. And this is a 5% pay raise. is what it, that's the net effect of what this is a 5% pay increase.
Here's the problem.
And it will more than offset whatever sales taxes go up.
Here's the problem with the argument y'all bring up every time when it comes to, you know, nobody wants to pay taxes.
Correct.
We just don't. But we all do want to have a road that we can get here. We all want stop signs that are functioning. We all want police officers that are going to show up and schools that can educate our kids. So at the end of the day, a reality, just like death, is we're going to have taxes.
Sure, you're going to have taxes.
But the income tax fairly goes after everybody's taxes as a percentage of their income.
It does not.
As opposed to shifting it to a sales tax, which clearly hits older Missourians and poorer Missourians harder because suddenly the basic staples of life become more expensive.
The wealthiest people pay more sales taxes than anybody else, and the wealthiest people don't generally pay income taxes because their wealth is built on investment income and
assets. Explain to me how wealthy people pay more taxes. They buy the same amount of toilet paper that a poor person buys. They go out and buy a Ferrari. They're going to pay an extra sales tax on it. But the reality is you're only going to buy one or two Ferraris in your lifetime if you're a really rich dude.
And you might.
If you are a regular working Missourian, you have to show up and get the paper towels, all the staples of life every week, and you've raised the cost of them.
Are you telling me that wealthy people don't consume more than middle-income earners? Is that what you're telling me?
No, what I'm telling you is when it comes to the staples of life, the cost gets increased on those at the bottom the most. Whereas if under our current state income tax, those at the top pay their 5%, they don't see it. It's a small pittance of a money, and now we're going to shift that burden away from the richest Missourians and put it on to the working Missourians.
The working Missourians who will all get a 5% pay raise because of this, and it will be more than offset whatever sales tax they're going to pay. That's the question. It's how do you want to be taxed? Do you want to pay less taxes or more taxes? So, if you pass Amendment 5, every Missourian is going to be paying less in taxes. Why? Because the sales tax is paid for. You know what our number two industry is?
What?
Tourism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Branson.
And so you've got the sales taxes being paid by tourists. And so now you're shifting your tax burden away from Missourians to non-Missourians. And the Missourians are going to realize a tax benefit net at the end of this process.
So, I know we only got about 45 seconds, so let me ask you this.
Yes.
Kansas did the same thing.
No.
They had a plan. No, they got rid of the state income tax.
Yes.
Okay? They had a plan as to how they were going to do it and pay for it. We don't have a plan here. We're just going to get rid of the state income tax and then figure it out later. What makes us think that this is going to end differently than it ended in Kansas, which, by the way, the Republicans brought back the income tax?
Numbers, buddy. Numbers is what makes it work. In Kansas, they eliminated the entire income tax in one fell swoop. That was a mistake. Here, we're going to phase it out over a number of years, and people are going to realize a net increase to their incomes because of it, and their disposable incomes and their spending power.
Well, at least we've got a couple of months to go through this. We will talk about it more because this is a raw deal. You're going to wind up paying more, and you're letting the billionaires off the hook is what I say.
They're off the hook right now under the current system. Amy is next on KMOX.